Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome back to hour number one right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Our next interview is brought to you by our friends at Progressive Insurance. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click today and find out what you can save. Well, it is time to go around the diamond for our weekly MLB news and notes. Our good friend, he's live and in person, Andy Pondillo, is back with us. Good evening, Andy.
Well, good to be here. A lot of good baseball to talk about.
First and foremost, the family of Tony Gwynn files a wrongful death lawsuit against the tobacco industry. What was your reaction?
Oh, I felt that was kind of silly. That used to be a big thing in baseball back in the day. You do still see them chewing, but it's not like it was in the 90s. I feel like it's the thing that everybody did. They're doing steroids and chewing tobacco. The best comparison I have is I like to go to the casino, but I don't go to the casino all the time and lose all my money, so I'm not going to sue them if I do so. I like to have a rum and coke every now and then. If I drink rum and coke every day, I pretty much know what's going to happen to my body. I don't understand why they would be suing a tobacco company when we know exactly what tobacco does to your body. And Tony Gwynn took the risk, and unfortunately, he paid the ultimate consequence for it.
And all the warnings are out there. Hey, Andy Pondillo, back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We wanted to hit on that, but there's so much more to get into. I want to get your thoughts on who are the MVPs at this point. Let's start in our backyard right here with the Houston Astros. Yes, they are struggling, but one of the positives and the bright spots is Jose Altuve. Is he your AL MVP?
Yes, he's my MVP right now, and he wouldn't win the MVP award if it ended at this point of the season because he's on a losing team. But if you're talking about a guy just who does the most for their team, you take Altuve off the Astros and their season might already be over. He's been that good. He's carried the offense with his power. He's carried it with his speed. His defense has been gold glove caliber. He continues to improve. He's drawing more walks than he strikes out, which is something he's never really been that close to doing. Not to say he doesn't, you know, he was ever a strikeout guy, but he's just, at this point, he's doing a little bit of everything out there, and it just hasn't been enough for the team to get those wins, whether it be the pitching, the bullpen, the defense falling apart. He's been the guy, though, in the American League, and I really don't think there's anyone on his platform right now.
Are the Astros ever going to get their act together?
Nah, they'll probably will get better at some point this year, but you know, what does that mean? Does that mean 500 record and you miss postseason play? Does it mean you make a late season run just to miss by a couple games? I don't think they're this bad of a team. You know, it's hard to say. With the hole they've dug for themselves, they're going to have to play pretty incredible baseball the rest of the season to put themselves in a position to win that division.
MLB News and Notes back with us is Andy Pondillo at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, in hour number one. We are inside the Quicken Loans studios. And just a moment ago, you were talking about who would be your MVP in the American League. Well, let's talk about the NL MVP. Who would that be?
That'd be Yoenis Cespedes for me right now. Now, Bryce Harper, you know, everyone likes to jump on him because he does so much, what he does in the outfield, the base running, the hustle. He's just kind of like the face of baseball. But if I were to take one guy on a National League team and remove him from their organization, I think the Mets would crater offensively without Yoenis Cespedes. I've been saying the entire year, the entire offseason, does this team have enough offense? They lose Daniel Murphy. They do have some nice young players, but can they do it offensively? Do they have the depth? Is Curtis Granderson and Yoenis Cespedes as your two veterans in the lineup, how much can they really handle? And so far, Cespedes has been just as good as he was last year, if not better. Ever since he put on that Mets uniform, things have changed for him. Is he the best player in the National League? No, he isn't. But to me, he's the most valuable player to his team.
You know, you and I were talking earlier, and I thought you brought up a great point, the fact that he has matured so much dramatically as a hitter. How has he done it, Andy?
I don't know. He likes National League pitching. For some reason, some guys thrive in one league and they don't thrive in the other. I just know that he probably needs to stay with the Mets for a while. He needs to stay in this league because when he was in the American League, he was a guy that was, you know, he hit the home runs. He drove in his runs. He put him in a good batting order. They're batting him around Josh Donaldson with Oakland, which certainly helped his numbers. But he never was an on-base guy. He was never a guy that saw enough pitches. He went to Boston, you know, for a very short span, and they didn't keep him very long. He was with the Tigers. He was, you know, kind of an afterthought over there. He was good, but you had Miguel Cabrera, JD Martinez was putting up monster numbers, Victor Martinez, the fantastic veteran over there. Cespedes was just a guy who's batting sixth in the order and an expendable piece when they decided to sell him over to the Mets. So whatever's happened in New York, whatever mechanical changes he's made, or if he just figured it out. Sometimes guys in baseball, they just figure it out, and maybe there isn't an explanation.
He is back with us, Andy Pondillo, with our weekly MLB news and notes. And here in just a moment, I want to hit on some of the early trade candidates. Let's head north. Let's talk about the Rangers, the fact that the Rangers, they're about to welcome back their pitcher, Yu Darvish, and then it learned on Monday that they're not going to have the services of their outfielder in Josh Hamilton for the remainder of the 2016 season. How much does this impact them, and are you surprised?
Josh Hamilton won't impact them at all. They have a surplus of outfielders. They don't need Josh Hamilton. They should have really never even traded for him last year to begin with. That was kind of a silly move. I know it was kind of a feel-good move. Maybe he'll come back to Texas and do something, but the guy's absolutely shot. He needs to probably retire as soon as he can. And, you know, he had a good little span there. His span where he looked like the best player in the American League is a lot more than what a lot of other athletes have done in Major League level. But now with Nomar Mazara tearing it up the way he is, Ian Desmond is proving to be a good signing for them in the outfield. And, you know, Shin-Soo Choo, once he gets himself all the way healthy and productive again, he's as steady of a top of the order hitter as you're going to find. They're set offensively. They don't need any more outfielders. This, you know, in a weird way for the Rangers, because they're wondering what are they going to do with Josh Hamilton when he comes back. Well, now they don't have to worry about it anymore. They have other guys that command those positions.
Okay, Andy Pondillo with us about another minute right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and the season is really rolling along. Who might we see that might get dealt? Who are some of those early trade candidates?
Well, you definitely look at the teams that are struggling. You're going to look immediately at Ryan Braun because he's having a major year for the Brewers this season, and that's fantastic what he's doing. I mean, this is a guy that after the whole steroid thing came out, you haven't seen him put up the numbers again. He has an extremely long contract with a lot of money on it that's going to be hard to move. But you're talking about Ryan Braun here. You're talking about a player that's impactful. I look for a National League team primarily to make a move to get him in before the July 31st deadline.
What about the Astros? Are they in a give-up mode?
Not in a give-up mode yet. It's a little too early, but you know, they get on one more bad losing streak, they fall to 15 games back out of the division, you may start to consider it. Kobe Rasmus would be the guy that would be the premium trade candidate, having a pretty good year with his on-base average, hitting for decent power. And then some of the veteran pitchers, a Doug Fister, a Scott Feldman, Mike Fiers, these guys would all be trade candidates. The Astros, as bad as things are, they do have young pitching. They do have guys that, to me, look like they're ready to be in the starting rotation, and Michael Feliz and Chris Davinsky. So that makes other guys expendable. The Astros have to sell. They might try to see what they can get for these veterans.
Okay, Andy, only about 30 seconds. The Angels need to rebuild, and if anybody team that should be tanking, should it be them?
Yeah, I think it should be them. I think that the fact they're right around 500 right now is, you know, I guess they're still competitive. They still think they can win. That's what you say to the media. That's what you tell your team, and they should be trying to win games. Overall, though, playing 500 ball or winning 75 games is going to do nothing for this organization. They need to be bottomed out like the Braves are, but I don't think they're brave enough to do it.
Always providing some great information, our MLB news and notes. Andy Pondillo back with us in studio. Thanks so much, Andy, and
no problem.
Safe this weekend. Thank you. Much more straight ahead right here in hour number one at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.